Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There's a scripture in Galatians 6:9 that says, "And let us not be very well doing, for in due season we shall be, if we think well." I'm thankful that God is with us today, and I'm glad to bring you some things that the deities are doing throughout the world. And you know who the deities are, I'm sure. And you have a call, and it's been a while since I've been here to see you. But we only distributed 91.8 million Bibles last year. So we're working to get up a little higher each year. And we have 200 countries that we're going in. And we print the Bible in 98 languages. And we're getting economics wise in the video. And so instead of shipping the Bibles all the way overseas to the next country, we're printing the Bibles there, which gives them work to do and gets them involved. And so that helps for all the shipping. So we, of course, go into hotels, motels, living rooms, we go into the bureau, come there every Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we got 12 guys out last week with the ship. The most we ever had was 16. And that part is proud of the ones that were. So it's a good time to gather with the guys because they can ask questions. And we tell them that if we don't know the answer, we'll find out in the next session. So usually we can get the answer because we have the Bible right there in front of us. So what can you do for the beginnings? Well, first of all, we can pray for us. And then you can give. And we always need new members to help us in the work. Because a lot of old ones pass on, and don't have new ones, and they get shorter all the time. And they were for a few years, I was the only speaker they had to go down to the church. Not enough other people, so that kind of helps and gives the way to come to God. Okay, so we do have, I made a card here, and we have a black box there with cards in it, so we can be able to call them, pray for me. And I told Mary, if that happens, if you do a short and long prayer, just let me know. And the new convener, a little boy, I'm meeting with the helper. He lived in the South Philippines. And he was a little Catholic boy, and he was an older boy in college. And so he went to school, and they gave him a little Bible and says, "You can reach out if you have one." And she said, "Well, yeah, I'm sure he got out of school." So he got this little Bible, and he took it home, and he began to read through it. And the woman went through it and walked with him on certain days. And finally, one day after a while, he decided he was going to do this to himself. And so he did. And when he grew up in the world, he became an actor in a new church, and he decided he would like to be a pastor. And so he prayed to God one night, he knelt down by his bed, and he said, "Lord," he said, "I have five little boys, you know." And he said, "I pray that all of them will become pastors just like I did." And they did. God honored that request. He those five boys and a widow and started over 500 churches in the Philippines. So you see how one little testament can reach out to so many people along the way. So going to the fair, we meet kids that are really mixed up. Once in a while we hear from not too long ago who came in, and all we want to do is talk and then we try to tell them about Jesus. And so the guy at this meeting, he said, tell you what, Jim, he said, if you want to argue, you're going to tap on the glass, and the fellow will come in and he's going to take it out of there. So he was trying to tell me. And there he expressed to him, he asked, he was just start to argue again. He taps on the glass, he turned the guy out of there, and the other guy turned around and says, wow, I'm glad it's called Nominated World Word Center. And so we enjoy it. We come out of the jail rejoicing that some of the guys accepting the Lord and that we make changes in their lives. And it's pretty hard for them to make because so many are on drugs. It's amazing. And so it's good to help them along with it. There was a fellow, he was a Christian, Harvey Wilson, and he worked in the airport. And he was the head of the custodian group, so to speak. He played the door, you know, the garbage cans and those things. And so on his ship, he dumped the garbage can, not all, and then got the garbage. And being a Christian, he picked the garbage. He cleaned it off and put it back to his desk where he ate his lunch. And he set it up there. He said, Lord, he said, I know you've got some use for that time for me. He said, I'm just trying to hear it. So he wants it to take it. So he waited several weeks and nothing happened. And finally, he came in because there were other people working on off shifts. He came in and there's restroom all of these steps. And oh, there's somebody in here. And so he waited a couple of days and when he was feeding the ships, he called down from the left and he said, hey, Harvey. He said, if you know somebody sitting at your desk? Yeah. He said, I don't mean it well. He said, it was me. He said, I can read that in the Bible. He said, my music, obviously, now, because I've got five to speak. So he took the one thing. I went to him long after that. He said, Harvey, I'm going to church, and he said, I want music. So he saved work. And we have to do our part. God is not getting and treating anybody. And he brings us time in many different ways. We pray for things that happen and sometimes don't happen and we don't realize that why they don't happen is for our own good. We know that it's going to happen on God's word. So we have to be careful in that, just be patient with God and take care of it. He needs the needs. There was also a little girl by the name of Maria, and her dad was working for her. And her mom was a Christian, she passed away. And the little girl had received a custody at school. And she said, Laura, she said, how many times did my dad say that he loved Jesus? And Laura says, you can't be blessed by it. Give me an ear. And so that's what she did. She got the little in her ear. And this much, they fell away from it to the end of the day. One day she came to her room. And then an explosion at the bottom. And she was so concerned about the man. So when they found out that this explosion isolated them down in the home, and they couldn't get out. But he wrote in his little life, he's a child. He said, the whole realm of the pagan, it's talked about my decision of pursuing Jesus. He said, the pretty great else, or the river, or the Bible, and everybody accepted Jesus in the Bible. So the little girl left the Methodist and won her hands to do well, how do you know that it is He kind of made a mistake of, he started in Revelation to read. And if you don't read the Bible, you have a hard place to start. Even when you read the Bible, try to understand it. So he took that little Bible and he threw it up on the shelf. Weeks and weeks and years and then it was going to things to read and all of a sudden one day, not exactly what that little Bible was like. And all of a sudden he got the bell and he began to read.
Open, all the guys that came up and the stocks and so on.
loose. And there it was. And the gainer was sleeping in the little office that he had. And just woken up. And he seen that, the door open. And he got scared because if he lost the first one, he never paid the price. My dad had the same thing happen to him. He was on one of his gardens, very prisoners. And so he was on the garden duty one night, and everything was good, and stuck out the door. And then I told him, he didn't want to play games. Had German parents. And so they taught his German at home, and they always spoke German. And so he spoke in German. If you get back in there, or you're dead. And the guy understood right away and went right back in. Well, what happens here that the jailer picked up the sword and began to sort of kill himself. And so that's the Eastern Way out of it. Figured if they were by the streets and the doors open, that's wrong. So he went on the telephone and said, don't lift yourself and say it's all open. This caused the jailer to think. He ran to see them and asked him this question. What must Paul do to be saved? And Paul told him, so he was some Catholic monk, and he said to Jesus right there. Then he said, "If you come with me," and he took him with him, and he went on in the street, up this small little street to where he lived. This is at midnight. He woke his family up. He told them what was happening, and they all sick of the Lord also. And then he said to his wife, "We need to fix a meal for them." This is at midnight. She fixed a meal for them. And see, if people have the right attitude, they can get things done, they can make connections, they can do what's right. There was a man who was in the Holocaust, and he was from Holland. His family was taken by the Germans in a concentration camp. The next day, he brought that family out, and had the man sit back here, and kept them standing back here, and the wife. And rolled him down. And he thought that was just the end of the world for him, which they really did. But the reason they didn't kill him is he made five languages. And so that would be beneficial to them when they're fighting the enemy. Okay, what's this guy saying? So it would help them. But to put him in the spurs of 15 other men. And these 15 men were together for quite a long while. But he had to make a decision that they had to put it in there. Whether to keep the guard or to build it. And he decided to build it. You see what his attitude is? He went from day one to when he got out. When he got out, he was the only one alive in that group. The others just went to pieces. They wouldn't eat. They were starving. And here he is in good health. And he finally didn't go. So you see, what a difference it makes how we think about things. And if we think about things with Jesus' help, we can do very well things. So that's what I'm going to say. So thank you very much for having me come. I wish you and I have a song and you all have a good day.